Look, while air quality in Ireland compares favourably with other European member states, no amount of air pollution is good for you. And Ireland has localised issues with air quality, you know, principally from the combination of traffic and residential heating. And we've at least 1,300 deaths attributable to air pollution in Ireland a year. So we need to take every action we can to improve air quality.
And I had a look this morning, and the prediction for today and tomorrow was that the air was to be of good quality. But whenever I checked the real time, Letterkenny was flagged as having poor air quality. So what's the reason in there for that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One being that the two values are averaged over different periods. So when you're looking at the monitor data for Letterkenny, that's encompassing a rolling 24-hour average. So that's actually picking up. There was a peak yesterday evening from around 6 o'clock onwards. From, you know, people when they get home, you warm your house and you get home at the end of the day. And usually that's when you get peaks from of PM2.5 from residential heating. So that's encompassed within the monitoring. Now, while the forecast takes that data into consideration, it's presenting a different data set. So that's presenting for today moving forward. So it's predicting that the concentrations for today and tomorrow are, as you said, on the map, they're indicated as being within the good category. But if you move from today on to tomorrow, you can see that it is picking up. It is estimating that it will deteriorate slightly in the Letterkenny area, but not to the extent that the monitoring presented. But then again, it's an artifact of it being that peak in the evening we had yesterday. And again, just to say as well, that it's a new system, and we're going to be keeping a very close eye on this and continuously verifying and checking, not just Letterkenny, but in all the monitoring stations across the country, how well this forecast works against the monitored data. Because in addition to the difference between the averaging period, so averaging yesterday and looking forward to the day ahead, they both have slightly different data sets. So whereas the monitored is just taking the air quality as it stands in the air, the forecast is trying to interpret that data and apply it over a much wider area than just Letterkenny itself. So while Letterkenny may have had, you know, this experience of poor air quality yesterday evening, it's trying to infer the air quality across the much wider area, across, you know, the entirety of Donegal, incorporating other data sets such as land use, land cover, and it also incorporates European forecast, air quality forecast data as well. So they're two slightly different data sets. So we wouldn't expect them to align perfectly. But as I said, it's a new system and we're going to be keeping it under review going forward. And just to say as well that the monitoring, as I said, it's the now value, and the forecast is predicting for the day ahead. And in March 2024, next year, we're hoping to launch what we're terming a nowcast map, which will be basically it should match perfectly between the monitored air quality and the nowcast map, because the intention of this map will be to fill in the gaps between the monitoring network more fully than even the forecast as it stands at the minute.